弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
是的，万事万物都在改变，只有主耶稣永远不改变。
Yes, all may change, but Jesus never.
每一次我们照着他的应许来到他的面前，他就永远跟我们同在。
Every time we come before him according to his promise, he is always with us.
每一次我们照着他的应许，带着渴慕来到他的面前，他必叫我们得着饱足。
Every time we come before him with a thirsty heart, he shall fill us.
从今天开始，一年三到五个礼拜，我要交通一个题目，叫做同定的十字架。
I will share with you a topic from now for three to four Sundays. It's the cross of union.
那这个题目是把我压得重得不得了，因为实在是很不容易讲。
And I feel very heavy because this is hard to deliver.
所以我今天愿意把这个重担呢，传一点给弟兄姊妹们。
So today I'd like to pass down my burden to you brothers and sisters.
尤其今天在座有好多十几岁的孩子们在这里听这篇信息。
Especially today we have teenagers here to listen to the sermon.
所以我向你们发出一个挑战。
So I would like to challenge you.
希望孩子们回到家的时候，父母亲可以考考孩子，孩子可以考考父母亲。
I hope that when you go home, parents and children, you will check with each other.
因为同钉十字架的这一个重要的信息。
Because this important message of being crucified with Christ.
当我们真明白的时候，
If we truly understand it,
它要带给我们很大的祝福。
It will greatly bless us.
而当我们在经历的里面真进入的时候，
If we can really enter into through our experience,
它要把我们整个属灵的生活带到一个新的境界去。
It will lead us into a new spiritual realm.
而让我们跟罪之跟世界跟肉体不再是苦苦的挣扎。
So that we will no longer struggle with the world or with our flesh.
而基督徒的得胜就变成是一件自然的事情。
And the victory becomes so natural to us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个道理的这一部分，我会尽可能的把它讲得清楚一点。
I'll try my best to explain clearly the truth.
但是在我们里面被开启被启示的那一部分，是我不能做的事情。
But I cannot give you the enlightenment or the revelation.
只有圣灵可以启示人。
Only Holy Spirit can reveal.
但是我们可以向神有这个渴慕。
But we can have this desire.
我们求神不仅仅让我们明白，让我们听懂，而让我们真正能够看见。
May the Lord help us so that we not only understand, but will truly see.
让这么伟大十字架的救恩在我们的身上，不是隔靴搔痒，是真实的成为我们的祝福。
So that this great truth of the salvation can become a real blessing in our life.
所以我的前半段会比较重在稍微在道理上的一些的解释。
So the first part I'll try to explain the truth.
到了后面最关键部分的时候，我希望我们每一个人都向神有一个深的呼喊。
But the second part, which is the most critical, I hope we all have this cry before God.
大卫的子孙啊，我要能看见。
Oh, son of David, I want to see.
我要能够看见。
I want to see.
救主在两千年前就说成了。
The Savior said it is finished 2,000 years ago.
原来我说同定的这个救恩跟亮光，今天在神儿女们中间太被忽略了。
But yet this light of being crucified with Christ is often neglected among the saints.
我从小在基督教家庭长大，一直到我快30岁的时候我才看见。
I grew up in a Christian family, but only until I was about 30, I saw this light.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
这段同定的亮光，我想我们需要先来看一点圣经。
Let's read some scriptures first.
我们请先翻约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
在两节的圣经347页。
1 John chapter 3.
我们的弟兄提醒我，这个每一次念经文的念圣经的时候要讲三遍啊。第一遍是让你们翻到是哪一卷书。第二遍是让你们翻到是哪一章，第三遍是让你们知道是哪一节啊。所以约翰一书第三章
First John chapter 3
第八节
verse 8
到第十节
through 10。
好，我们现在请翻到约翰一书第三章第八节，我们请一起来读。
Let's read together。
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。 凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。今天我们要讲铜钉亮光的铜钉十架的第一讲，叫做胜过罪。
So the first topic of the cross of union is to overcome sin.
而我们要讲胜过罪之前，我们必须先认识这个罪的本质在神眼中的地位。
Before we talk about overcoming sin, we want to see how God sees sin.
现代的人最不喜欢听人家讲罪的事情。
Nowadays, people do not like to hear about sin.
因为罪本身已经叫我们心里面不安了。
Because it causes us unrest.
如果再被别人来讲说不可以犯罪的时候，那加重我们里面的不安。
So anyone talks about not sinning, it further increases our unrest.
所以在美国做过一个统计哈，一般的人最不喜欢听的就是这个有关于罪方面的信息。
So the statistics shows that the most unpopular topic is about sin.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识罪的本质，不认识说这件罪它在我们身上带来的伤害的话，
But if we do not know the nature of sin and the harm of sin that will cause in our life,
我们就永远活在罪的迫害和诱惑的里面。
Then we forever shall live under the destruction and temptation of sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不愿意听罪，不愿意讲罪，就像人不愿意听癌症一样。
Today we do not like to hear about sin, it's just like we do not like to hear about cancer.
如果我们真长了癌症，
If we really have cancer,
你希不希望你的医生是一个不告诉你实情的人？
Then do you want your doctor not telling you the truth?
你检查都很好，你最近只是发了一点福，多长了一点肉就是了。
Would you like your doctor to say, oh, everything is fine, you're just gaining weight?
其实你那个肉是你肚子里面一个毒瘤。
Actually, it's cancer.
他不告诉你。
But if the doctor doesn't tell you.
就像人不愿意看见一个毒品的瓶子上的 label 上面写说是剧毒。
Just like we do not like to see a label on bottle that says a poisonous.
如果我们把它换掉一个 label 写成红色水或是绿色水。
But if we change the label to say some colored water.
让你不要觉得有压力。
So that you will not feel pressured.
我想我们都知道我们不希望这个世界变成这个样子。
We know that we do not like our world to become like that.
你希望说这个瓶子里面如果放的是剧毒，它就能够清楚地标明这是一个剧毒。Don't touch.
We all hope that the labels on bottles would tell us the truth so that we will not touch it.
我们会希望我们的医生如果他发现我是癌症，他就赶快给我开刀或给我雷射给我治疗。
We hope that our doctors would tell us if we have cancer and then he would start the treatment.
放射啊，不是雷射。
We have chemo treatment.
我们希望医生，我们希望这一切的事情是让我们能够真正的知道它的危险。
We hope that everything would tell us the truth about how dangerous they are.
弟兄姊妹，人类最大的一个危机和伤害就是罪恶。
And then the greatest crisis and harm to us is sin.
约翰一书在这里讲得这么清楚，犯罪的就是属于魔鬼。
First John tells us, he who does what is sinful is of the devil.
什么时候我们活在罪中，弟兄姊妹，不仅仅讲到我们不能够来到神的面前。
Whenever we live in sin, not only that we cannot come to God.
不仅仅讲到凡犯罪的时候，神必不听我们的祷告。
Not only that when we live in sin, God will not listen to our prayers.
罪的工价就是死。
But the wages of sin is death.
弟兄姊妹，神要审判一切的罪。
God will judge all sin.
神恨恶罪。
God hates sin.
圣洁的神不能够容许罪的存在。
The holy God cannot tolerate sin.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看这件事情。
So let's not take it too lightly.
主耶稣、神都恨恶罪恶。
God and Jesus, they both hate sin.
他爱我们这些活在罪中被罪捆绑的罪人。
But yet he loves us sinners who live and bound by sin.
这就是为什么他要来救我们。
That is why he came to save us.
所以罪不仅仅叫我们得罪神。
Not only that sin will cause us to offend God.
罪让我们面临了一个很可怕的结局。
Sin brings us to a very terrible result.
罪叫我们伤害了自己。
Sin hurts ourselves.
罪也叫我们伤害了别人。
Sin also hurts others.
我们碰到的外遇不仅仅伤害了自己。
When there's an extramarital affair, it hurts ourselves.
我们也伤害了我们的另外一半。
It also hurts our spouse.
我们更严重的伤害了神。
And we even greatly sin against God.
所以为什么大卫犯罪的时候，神差先知责备他？你给仇敌大大亵渎的机会。
That's why after David sinned, God sent a prophet to tell him that you gave the enemy a chance to blaspheme.
刚刚读的圣经里面就要告诉我们，犯罪的就是属于魔鬼。
So the scripture tells us anyone who does what is sinful is of the devil.
所以将来神审判撒旦，要把撒旦丢到火湖去的时候
，In the future when God judges Satan and throw him into the lake of fire，
一切活在这个魔鬼权势底下的就一起被丢下去。
Everyone who lives under the power of Satan will be thrown together with him。
为什么主差我们、催我们出去传福音呢
？That's why God urges us to go out and preach the gospel。
因为神是在爱世界上的每一个人。
Because God loves everyone in the world。
但是神在这里清楚地告诉我们，圣洁的神有一天要来审判犯。
But yet God tells us clearly that the holy God one day will judge the sinful devil.
当魔鬼那天被丢到永火里面去的时候
，When that day when the devil is thrown into the lake of fire，
所有没有从罪的权势里面被救出来、被释放的，就一起丢下去了。
Anyone who is not free from the power of sin will be thrown together.
对，今天仍然是蒙悦纳的日子。
So today is still the day of God's favor.
今天仍然是我们要传福音救人的日子。
Still the day that we shall preach the gospel and save souls.
巴不得更多的人能够从仇敌的权下被释放出来。
How I wish that more people would be saved from the power of the devil.
底下讲到神的儿子显现出来，就是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The reason the Son of God appeared is to destroy the work of the devil.
要 undo 他一切所做的。
He came to undo whatever the devil has done.
他要把新的生命给我们。
And he will give us a new life.
叫我们一切从神生的就不再犯罪。
So that anyone who is born of God will not sinning anymore.
不是说我这个人信主以后再也不会失败和跌倒。
It doesn't mean that after we believe in Jesus will never fall again.
而是我里面得到了一个本身是不会犯罪的生命，做我的生命了。
But we have received this new life that will not sin.
我有本钱再不犯罪、就是。
So I have the potential not to sin anymore.
但是至于我怎么样子能够活得真的不再犯罪
？But how can I live a sinless life?
这就是我们今天早上要讲的胜过罪。
And this is our topic today, how we overcome sin.
借着看见真理，看见同定的亮光。
To seeing the revelation that we are being crucified with Christ.
对，刚才读的约翰福音第八章说，真理要叫我们得以自由。
So the truth shall set us free.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由。
When the Son of God set us free, we have been free indeed.
就求神帮助我们今天早上能够稍微摸着，能够看见同定给我们带来的释放。
May the Lord help us so that we get a glimpse of into this revelation that we've been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们都曾经讲过。罗马书第三章告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 3 tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我相信我们在座的基本上我们都承认我们犯过罪。
I'm sure most of us admit that we have sinned before.
如果您没有犯过罪的话，我希望有一天将来能够发明一种这个录影机，能够把你的思想从年幼到年长。通通放给所有的人看。
If any one of us feel that we never sinned before, I hope there's a device that will replay all the things we have done in our life.
我想第一个离席逃出去的就是我们自己。
I'm sure that we will be the first one to leave this room.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己里面太多可怕的意念。
There's many terrible thoughts in us.
我们讲过的话，我们做过的事，我们想过的事，弟兄姊妹，我们不敢让别人知道的。
We have to hide all the things that we say, all the thoughts we have thought.
所以我们今天要讲的不仅仅世人都犯了罪。
So not only that the whole world has sinned against God.
所以我们在神的眼中是个罪人。
In God's eyes, we're sinners.
弟兄姊妹，我们更要强调一件事情。
We also want to emphasize one thing.
是因为我们里面有了一个会犯罪的生命，所以我们在神的眼中叫做罪人。
It's because we have this sinful life in us. That's why we become sinners in God's eyes.
很奇妙的一件事情，罗马书第五章前半以前讲到罪的时候，都是可以数的罪，叫做罪行，罪的行为。
The first part of Romans chapter 5, when it talks about sin, it talks about the acts of sin.
例如说我偷了，我犯了一件罪。
For example, I stole something, I committed a sin.
我撒谎了，我犯了第二件罪。
I lied, that's my second act.
这都是罪的行为。我打了人了，我犯了第三件罪。
I hit someone, and that's my third act of sin.
我犯了淫乱了，我第四件罪。
I committed adultery, that's my fourth act of sin.
我又偷了，又犯第五件罪。
And then I stole again, and that's my fifth act of sin.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们罪的行为。
And these are the acts of sin.
是可以数的。
We can count them.
犯越多的人，也许就越知道自己是个罪人。
The more we commit it, the more we know that we're a sinner.
但弟兄姊妹，不光是因为有罪的行为，神叫我们承认我们是个罪人。
It's not because of our acts of sin that we have to admit that we're sinners.
从罗马书第五章以后讲到罪的时候，都用单数来讲，讲到罪的生命和性情。
From the second part of Romans chapter 5 on, when Bible talks about sin, it's singular, it's the nature of sin.
这是我们里面真正犯罪的原因啊。
And that is the real reason why we sin.
从亚当堕落以后，那个犯罪的生命就在我们的里面。
After Adam fell, that sinful nature is in us.
那这个生命在我们里面，让我们没有办法不犯罪。
And that sinful life in us causes us to sin.
虽然主耶稣在十字架上流了宝血，洗净我们一切的罪。
Even though Jesus Christ shed His blood on us for us on the cross.
这是我们前一阵讲救赎的实讲。他的宝血流出来，洗净我们一切的罪。
His blood cleansed all our sins. That's our salvation.
不管我们犯了多少的罪，主的宝血都能够洗净我们。
No matter how many sinful acts we have committed, the blood of Christ is able to cleanse us.
但是主耶稣的宝血不来洗我们的罪性，不来洗我们的生命。
But yet, the blood of Christ does not cleanse our life.
那个犯罪的生命还在我们里面。
That sinful life is still remains in us.
它会不断的继续犯罪。
It will continue cause us to sin.
好，圣经上讲了一个这个很简单的例子，我们很容易明白。
There's a very simple example in the Bible.
彼得后书第二章二十二节，他说：“猪洗干净了，他就回到犁里面去滚。”
Second Peter chapter 2 says, after the pig takes a shower, it goes back to the mud.
例如说猪弄得全身都脏脏的，好像好比我们犯了罪的。
And then the pigs get dirty. It's just like we commit sin.
你把它叫过来，哎呀，你怎么弄得这么脏？洗啊洗啊，把它洗干净。
And then you get this pig and then you wash it.
等到你一不注意的时候，它又跑回到泥堆里面去滚去了。
Before you know it, it came back. It went back to the mud again.
啊，我们在山东的乡下，那个厕所呢，就在猪圈里面。
In the village in China, the bathroom is near the pig's pen.
我每次上厕所都得鼓起勇气我才能进去。
I always have to take courage when I went to the bathroom.
我发现那些猪在里面快乐得很。
But then I found these pigs are very happy. They're enjoying themselves.
粪便啦、泥巴啦，就在那滚来滚去，舒服得很。
And then they play in the mud, and then they're very happy.
你把它洗干净了，过不久它又回去了。
You wash them, and then they.Go back again.
你用最好的 shampoo 给他弄过了，你说这一次干净了，不要再回去，他还是会回去。
You shampoo them, but it doesn't work. They will go back again.
你下次用法国巴黎进口的香水给他擦了，你说我可是用了最干净的东西给你了，他还是回去的。
Even if you use the most expensive perfume, it doesn't work on them.
弟兄姊妹，那是他里面生命的东西。
Because that's their life.
你可以把你的手指头每一次赌博切断一根。
You can cut off one finger every time you go gambling.
但是里面的罪性不解决的话，它还是会催促我们去犯罪。
But if you do not deal with your sinful life, then it will urge us to go gamble again.
我认识一个弟兄，他说他的朋友到最后打牌是在前面放了一盆这个花盆，装满了沙，然后用嘴巴来擦牌，因为他的指头全部切光了。
A brother told me he has a friend that every time he plays mahjong, he has to use his hand to put the tiles because he has cut off all his fingers.
我只知道有一个人砍断了一根，但是他的朋友十根都砍断了。
I knew of a person who cut off one finger, but this brother has a friend he cut off all his 10 fingers.
弟兄姊妹，论魄力，这个人真有魄力。
We may say that he's very courageous.
我相信他每一次犯罪，他后悔，他痛定思痛。他砍下那一刀的时候，他是真心的。
I believe that every time he cut off his finger, he truly repented.
立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
But then I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry the law.
我想要做好，但是在我肢体中另有一个律和我征战，叫我去顺从那肢体中犯罪的律。
I want to do good, but there's another law in me that wants me to do what is evil.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，立志一再立志，可以由得我们，但是做出来由不得我。
So it is true that we can have this desire, but we cannot carry it out.
我们一再立志要重新做人，不然也不喝酒了。
We will have this will again and again that I will never drink again.
但是，过一天你发现你重新做的那个人居然也爱喝酒。
But then you will find out you continue to drink.
因为生命没有改变。
Because the life has not been changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要在这里讲的，不光只是罪的行为来提醒我们。
So today, not only that we talk about this act of sin.
因为看看我们在座的每一个都受过高等教育，我们可能在外面真是没犯过什么大罪。
Because most of us have been highly educated, so maybe we have not committed any big crimes.
但是我们要知道，在我们里面有一个罪的生命在我们里面。
But yet we have to know that there's a sinful life in us.
当诱惑来了，当试探来的时候。
When the temptations come.
我们就很容易被激动出来犯罪。
We're easily stirred up to sin.
就算我们没有被这些试探来搅扰，但它本质它就是在神的眼中是一个会犯罪的生命。
Even if we're not bothered by temptation, but yet the nature of our life is still sinful in God's eyes.
所以我们感谢神，神借着他的儿子来救我们。
Thanks be to God that He sent His Son to save us.
救赎的十字架说到他担当我们一切的罪，为我们上了十字架。
The cross of salvation tells us that He bore our sins all the way to the cross.
他流血舍命为我们的罪出了代价，让我们得到赦免。
He paid for our sins by shedding the blood and giving His life so that we can be forgiven.
解决了罪行的问题。
So He undo the problem of our acts of sin.
但是现在我们要来看罪性的问题。
But now we have to look at our sinful nature.
我们怎么样子能够胜过我里面这个犯罪的生命？
How do we overcome this sinful nature in us?
所有在主面前认真走主道路的，都活在这个困扰底下。
Anyone who is serious about following Jesus lives under this pain and struggle.
那这就是我们今天早晨要讲的。
And this is something we need to talk about today.
不仅仅借着救赎的十字架，借着宝血解决我们罪的行为。
Not only that, through the cross of redemption.And the blood to solve the problem of act of sin.
要借着同定的十字架。
But through this cross of union,
让我们看见怎么样子跟主联合。
We get to see how we can be united with the Lord.
让我们有得胜的生命，可以胜过罪。
So that we can live this victorious life to overcome sin.
这是我们要讲的同定。
And this is to be crucified with.
我想我们现在需要读一段很重要的圣经，在罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
那就是我们每一次受浸的时候，我们都会跟要受浸的弟兄姊妹讲的。
We always share with brothers and sisters who are about to be baptized.
因为时间的关系，所以我们只读到第十六节啊。
Let's read from
第一节到十六节。
Verse 1 through 16.
罗马书六章第一节到十六节。
Romans chapter 6 verses 1 through 16.
因为这节圣经太重要了，我们一起来读，好不好？
This passage is so important. Let's read together.
这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死，只有一次。他活是向神活着，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆，或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于成义。好，这段的圣经啊，时间的关系我们只能读一遍。
Because of time constraint, we can only read it once.
但是我非常建议弟兄姊妹回家能够至少把它用祷告读十遍。
But I really recommend that when you go home, pray, read it with a prayerful heart for 10 times.
每一遍读都求主开我们的眼睛。
Every time we read it, may the Lord help to open our eyes.
我们向神认真，神就对我们认真。
If we were serious to God, He would be serious to us.
在这里我们发现有一件事情。
There's one thing we found here.
神要叫我们能够做到像14节罪 不再能够做我们的主。
God wants us to reach a state that sin will no longer be our master.
这个罪的生命和性情再也不能够辖制我。
So that the sinful nature can no longer control us.
如果我们犯罪，说到我们就是他的奴仆。
If we sin, that means we're still slaves to sin.
但是神今天要帮助我们，让这个罪再也不能够奴隶我们。
But God wants to help us today so that no longer it will reign over us.
那怎么样子做呢？
How?
第七节。
Verse 7.
已死的人。是脱离了罪。
Because anyone who has died has been free from sin.
对罪的行为解决的方法是借着认罪悔改。
To solve the problem of sinful acts, we need to confess.
如果我们犯了罪，要解决它，就是借着在主的面前真心的认罪和悔改。
If we sin, we need to confess and repent before God.
神是信实的，是公义的。我们如果真正认自己的罪，他要赦免我们一切的罪。洗净我们一切的不义。
He's faithful and righteous. If we confess our sins, He will forgive our sins and cleanse all our iniquities.
所以，如果我们最近犯的罪卡住我们
，So if we recently we sin,
要很认真、很真实的去认罪。
Truthfully confess.
从前有一个在中国乡下有一次有一个小小的复兴的聚会。
One time there was a revival meeting in China.
那很多人都蒙恩悔改。
Many people were blessed and repented.
那有一个小偷呢，在来参加这个聚会之前。他去人家家偷一条牛。
There was this thief who went before he went to the meeting. He stole a cow.
他正在那边解那个绳子，想把那个牛从那个牛桩子绑在那个棍子上，要把它解下来的时候。
He stole an ox, and then right before he untied the rope.
突然听见有人的脚步声来了。
All of a sudden, he heard footsteps.
所以他来不及再去拆绳子，他就把那个牛靴子一直拔起来，带着绳子就跑回去了，牵着牛就跑回去了，就是绑那个。
Okay. So and then he didn't have time to untie the rope. He just took out the stake and then ran with the ox.
有那天偷了牛以后呢，晚上来参加这个聚会。
That night he went to the revival meeting.
圣灵光照他。
And the Holy Spirit enlightened him.
他就到前面来认罪。
So he came to repent.
认罪呢，心里面呢又不好意思都认了。
But he was kind of embarrassed to tell all the truth.
他就跟那个传道人说，我今天偷了一个牛桩子。
So he told the pastor that I stole a stake.
那讲完以后，自己心里面还是觉得不平安。
But then he still did not have peace in his heart.
那传道人说，你偷了就还回去嘛。
And so the pastor said, well, if you stole it, just return it.
那他还是站在那里。
But he still stood there.
后来又承认一点，我又偷了一根绑牛的绳子。
And then he continued saying, I also stole a rope.
那传道人说，那你就还回去就是了，没有问题。
Then the pastor said, oh, just return it, it's okay.
可是他里面还是充满了定罪。
But he still felt condemned.
这样子的认罪不会得到认罪的平安的。
We will not receive peace if we confess like this.
因为我们不是真正认罪。
Because we do not truly confess.
当那个不安在他里面，到最后他公开承认，我今天偷了一条牛。
And finally, he had to admit in the public that he stole an ox.
一下子神赦免的平安临到他。
And all of a sudden, the peace of forgiveness came to him.
他不仅仅把牛还回去，他带着平安回去。
Not only that he returned an ox, but he also got his peace.
对我们所犯的罪，解决的路到神的面前去。支取主的宝血。
So the way the solution for our sin is to confess and to receive the power of blood.
但是要解决我们这个犯罪的生命。
But to solve the problem of our sinful life.
不是借着去对付它。
It's not to deal with it.
你越对付你的罪性，它就越活。
The more you deal with it, the more alive it becomes.
你越说我不可以发脾气，不可以发脾气，你就发现那个气啊一路冲上来。
If you say I will control my temper, I will control my temper, then you will notice that your temper just comes.
你越在那里压制自己，说我不可以看那个淫乱的东西，不可以看，你里面那个整个荷尔蒙分泌，让你整个淫乱的念头抓住你。
If you say I will control myself, I will not be perverted, and you will see this perverted nature just spring up in you.
那个性情是你越去对付它，它就越受搅动，它就越活泼。
The more you deal with it, the more you stir it and arouse it.
所以对罪性呢，不是靠着罪负去胜过他的。
So we do not deal with our sinful nature.
不是靠着压制去胜过他的。
You do not suppress it. It will not solve the problem.
纸包不住火的。
Paper cannot wrap a fire.
弟兄姊妹，神告诉我们，罪怎么样子能够不再是我们的主呢
？So how can sin not be our master anymore?
已死的人是脱离了罪。
For anyone who has died is free from sin.
一个生性爱赌的人。
A gambler.
他用压制不去赌，他发现非常痛苦。
It would be very painful if he tried to suppress his gambling desire. it would be very painful for him.
但是如果说他死了,
but if he died,
他已经放在棺材里面,
if he's in his coffin,
你把整个拉斯维加斯搬到他旁边来,
you bring all the Las Vegas in front of him.
然后你告诉他说你中了第一奖了，你知道吗？
And you tell him you got the first prize in the lottery.
最近圣何塞的89 million 的这个 lottery， 对不对？
Like the,
你告诉他说你中了。
The 89 million lottery. If you tell him, hey, this is yours.
他连动都不动。
It will not even move.
已死的人。
Because he's dead.
脱离了罪。
And free from sin.
他死了。
He's dead.
他没有死以前。
Before he died.
你讲任何话，他是一个容易发脾气的人。
You can irritate him anything you say.
他倒在那里两腿一伸以后。
But now that he's dead and lying there.
你把他祖宗三代都骂了，他也不起来。
And you say any bad words to him, and he will not be aroused.
他原来是一个贪财，喜好投资这个投机股票的人。
Maybe he used to like to invest.
每天的血压随着股票上涨了上去下来的。
And he used to like to the stock market.
已死的人。
But if he's dead,
对他没有任何的影响。
It has no power or influence on him.
这都是在道理上，我们先把它讲清楚。神的路是这个。
So this is God's way. Let's explain that clearly.
啊，为了小朋友更清楚一点，我带了一点东西来。
In order to show you even more clearly,
这边有一个瓶子。
Here is a bottle.
我姑且求神怜悯我啊啊！这个为了要比方，所以。很多地方会不完全的地方。
For illustration purposes, this is not complete truth.
人受造像一个器皿一样。
We are made like a vessel.
为了要盛装神的生命。
In order to fill with God's life.
为了要流露出神的生命。
In order to outflow God's life.
它不仅仅让神享受。
Not only that, it's for God's enjoyment.
人可以从他的身上得到神的祝福。
And people can receive God's blessing through this vessel.
所以我这一瓶用橘子汁做一个代表啊。
So this is orange juice to illustrate that.
神造人的时候，对不起，我应该慢一点拿这一瓶啊。我应该先拿这一瓶。
This should be the first bottle I show you.
啊，这一瓶呢，里面是清水，干干净净的水。
This is clear water in it.
这个瓶子就好像亚当还没有犯罪以前的亚当。
And this bottle is like Adam before he sinned.
神把一个受造的生命和气息给他。
God gave him life, a creation.
所以他不再是一个空的器皿，他里面有生命。
He's no longer an empty bottle. He has life.
亚当堕落以前，他的生命是干净的，像这一瓶清水一样。
Before he fell, his life was clean, like this water.
他是无罪的生命在他里面。
He has the sinless life in him.
从来没犯过罪。
He never sinned before.
弟兄姊妹，我要在这里请弟兄姊妹注意一件事情。
But I want you to notice one thing.
没有罪跟圣洁。是不相同的。
There's still a difference between sinless and being holy.
亚当没有堕落以前，不过是一个没有犯过罪的生命。
Before Adam fell, sin, he had this life of sin, a sinless life.
但是他里面却不是一个圣洁荣耀的生命。
But he did not have this holy and glorious life.
因为圣洁和荣耀是神的性情。
Because holiness and glory comes from God.
是人必须接受神的生命以后才可能有圣洁有荣耀。
We can only have them after we receive a life from God.
所以神当时造了亚当以后。
After God created Adam.
告诉他说你要去吃生命树上的果子。
And he told him to eat the fruit of, from the tree of life.
所以当他接受了神的生命做生命的话
If he receives God's life as his life
他就可以得到神的生命和性情
He will receive God's life and God's nature
就变成了这一罐橘子汁了
And he will become the orange juice
里面装的就不再是自己
It is no longer himself
他接受了神那个荣耀的生命做生命
If he receives God's glorious life as his life
他接受了神圣洁荣耀的生命成为他的生命。
He received this holy and glorious life as his life.
他可以满足神。
He can satisfy God.
他可以满足人。
And he can satisfy men.
这是神当初造人那个荣耀的目的。
And that is the glorious purpose of God's creation.
但是很可惜的一件事情。
But unfortunately,
原来亚当一个无罪的生命。
Adam has this sinless life.
有一天呢，他突然把他的心向仇敌打开了。
One day he opened his heart to the devil.
神不能强迫进到我们的。生命里面去。
God cannot force himself to enter into our life.
同样，撒旦也不能够强迫的进到我们生命里面去。
Likewise, Satan cannot force himself to
enter into our life. 是因为人的心向他打开，他才可能进来。
Unless we open our heart to him.
所以那一天，亚当跟夏娃都把他们的心向撒旦打开了。
That day, both Adam and Eve opened their hearts to Satan.
我这边带了一包毒药来。
I brought you some poison.
这是我偷偷从面食的厨房里面偷的太白粉。
This is cornstarch.
我找不到太黑粉，因为形容罪应该找黑的才对。
I cannot find any black powder, so.
假装这是一个毒药。
So pretend that this is poison.
这个仇敌犯罪的生命和性情。
And this is a life of sin and nature.
那天亚当把他的心向仇敌打开了。
That day Adam opened his heart to the devil.
所以罪进到他的生命里面去。
Sin came into his life.
进到他的生命里面去了。
Sin came into his life.
罗马书第五章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 5 tells us.
因着一个人的悖逆。
Because of one person's disobedience.
众人就都被 constitute 成为一个罪人。
We have all been constituted as a sinner.
因为罪进到人的里面来。
Because sin entered into man's life.
所以罪的性情在人的生命里面。
So the nature of sin is in our life.
它不再是一个在神面前干净无罪的生命。
He's no longer a clean and cleansed and sinless life.
更不要说是一个充满了神圣洁和荣耀的生命。
Let alone it's a life full of God's nature.
有什么这个毒品进去了
？So this poison entered into his life.
当环境临到他
，So when the circumstances
把他给震出来的水
，And then it caused the spill of water.
或是任何的水从他里面。出来的
or any water that comes from this bottle
像我们的说话跟行事一样
like the words we say or the things we do
我的皮肤就被它腐蚀了
then my skin will be poisoned
因为罪有伤害的能力
because it has power to harm
不仅仅它的本质被神定罪神要废掉它
not only that God condemns its nature and will undo its nature
这个犯罪的生命出来对我自己对别人都造成伤害。
This, whenever this sinful nature comes out, it will hurt ourselves and others.
任何接触从我里面出来的
，anything that come out of me，
它都可能受到伤害。
It will cause harm.
那有一些人从小的家教、良心的标准比较高一点。
Some people might have higher moral standards because of their education.
就像这个一样。比较淡一点倒出来造成的伤害没有那么严重
So maybe the color will be lighter and then the harm that causes will be lighter
有一些人从小活在罪中的人就好像我在这里把它搅一搅
Some people who might have been living in sin since youth
这个整个的罪充满在他的生命里面
It's like the sin is full of his life
整个的肉体邪情私欲霸占了他这个人的生命
So all the evil desires just occupy him
所以现在这个浓度比我刚刚倒下去可能多了十倍了
So it may look more dense now
所以一碰到他我的皮肤伤得更厉害
So whenever I touch it, it might hurt us more
里面那个强酸的程度更强
Because it might be more acidic, more harmful
弟兄姊妹当我在这里伤到别人的时候
So whenever I hurt someone
当这个水从我里面出来造成自己或别人的伤害的时候
Whenever this water comes out to hurt myself or others
我就构成了一个罪的行为罪行
Then I commit an act of sin
我要求神赦免我
I need to ask God to forgive me
我也要求我得罪的人赦免我
I also need to ask the person whom I sin against to forgive me
那我得罪的人也许他会原谅我
Maybe the person I sin against might forgive me
但是我得罪神我需要他的宝血
But I sin against God and I need his blood The power of blood is forever working.
所以我们每一次从我们里面罪的生命出来的这个伤害，我们都需要神的宝血来洁净、来赦免。
So we need God's blood to cleanse us every time we cause harm because of our sin.
那保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
主恩典赐给了我们。
Grace has been given to us.
所以哪边有罪显多，哪里的恩典就显多。
Whenever there's a sin, there's also enough grace.
因为主的宝血在这里赦免我们。
Because the blood has forgiven us.
但是保罗就在这里问了一个问题。
But then Paul asks us one question.
那是不是既然有主的宝血这么有功效，我是不是可以随便犯罪呢
？Since the blood is so powerful, can I just go on sinning?
反正有主的宝血嘛。
Because there's blood.
反正我犯的罪越多，更显出神的恩典来。
If we sin more, then I show more of God's grace.
这就是第六章的第一节跟十五节的两个断乎不可。
That is the verse 1 and verse 15 in Romans 6. By no means.
一个真正认识神宝血价值的人
Anyone who truly knows the value of the precious blood of the Lord.
他决定不敢随便犯罪。
He will not casually sin.
举一个很简单的例子。
Let's give a very simple example.
有一次我住在一个弟兄家里面。
One time I live in a brother's house.
啊，他们倒茶给我的时候。
And then they poured a cup of tea for me.
那个烫水刚烧出来的烫水。
And then the water was just boiling.
一下子不小心烫到我的手。
All of a sudden it burned my hand.
啊，那个女主人就说：“哎呀，我们这里有一个最好的烫伤药。”她说：“我这一辈子从来没碰到这么好的。
”And his wife says, "Oh, I have this great ointment. It's the best I have ever seen."
她拿出来我就涂在我的手上。
So I put some ointment on my hand.
涂在我最红最痛。 的地方。
Put on the spot that was hot red.
其他几个小点没有那么痛，我就没有擦了。
And then I didn't put on any other place that didn't hurt much.
第二天早上起来。
The second morning when I woke up.
我发现我昨天最痛的地方反而不痛。
I noticed that the place that hurt the most yesterday did not hurt anymore.
我昨天以为比较轻的不需要擦的反而痛。
And those places I didn't take seriously, they started to hurt.
证明他的药膏真是好。
It proved that the ointment is really good.
弟兄姊妹，我会不会因为有一个这么好的药膏？
So do you think because I have this wonder drug?
我就常常拿热水往我身上浇啊。
I will just continue to burn my hand.
反正有这个药膏擦了就不痛了。
But since I have this wonder ointment, it won't hurt me anymore.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗说的断乎不可。
And that is what Paul means by no means.
不是因为主的宝血能够不能够解决我们的罪。
It's not because the blood cannot cleanse our sins.
而是我们知道每一次犯罪，我们伤了神。我们伤了人，我们伤了自己。
It's because we know that every time we sin, we hurt God, we hurt other people, and we hurt ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，罪的行为就是这个毒水洒出来的，我们知道靠宝血解决。
So any water that spills out of the bottle, we know that the blood can cleanse it.
但是它只要出来，它就是继续伤人。
But as long as it keeps on coming out, it will continue to hurt.
其实神今天给我们的拯救就是已死的人是脱离了罪。
So the salvation that God has given us is that anyone who's dead,has been free from sin.
就是里面整个 bottle 必须全部被倒出来。
Which means the whole bottle has to be emptied.
这叫做舍己。
And that is to lay down yourself.
不是说付代价的舍己。
It's not to pay a price.
Deny yourself.
But to deny yourself.
要知道从我里面一切出来的神都不能悦纳。
To know that God cannot accept anything that comes out of me.
从我里面一切出来的都可能给人造成伤害。
Anything that comes out of me might hurt someone.
神是借着死释放我们从罪性里面出来。
So God freed us from the sinful nature through death.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们整个人在死，真的死的话。
So if we truly die.
就好我们这个里面所有的东西都倒出来。
If we empty ourselves,
被主的宝血洁净,
we are cleansed by the Lord's blood.
然后我们重新接受神的生命做生命,
then we receive God's life as our life.
让我们能够在神的面前蒙悦纳,
so that we can be accepted by God.
那这都是道理的部分。
And these are all the truth.
我的时间都已经快到了。
And my time is almost up.
但底下最关键的这十分钟到十五分钟。
The following 10 to 15 minutes.Are the most critical.
我需要每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都为自己祷告。
We hope that we can all pray for ourselves.
神怎么样子让我们死呢？
How can God cause us to die?
我们都还活着。
We're still alive.
圣经上说，已死的人是脱离了罪。
The Bible tells us anyone who has died has been free from sin.
罗马书第六章前面告诉我们，岂不知我们受洗归入基督耶稣的人？是受洗归入他的死吗？
Romans 6 tells us, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
换句话说，神没有叫我自己去死。
In other words, God did not want me to die.
神借着基督在十字架上付赎价为我们死的时候，
through the death that Christ has gone through,
我们在他里面一同死了。
We die with him in him.
这是加拉太书二章二十节说的，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
That is what Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 tells us that I have been crucified with Christ.
换句话说，两千年前当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。
In other words, 2000 years ago when Christ died on the cross.
我跟他一同挂在十字架上。
I was there hung with him.
当他死的时候。
When he died there.
我跟他一起死了。
I died with him.
你会说 ,How can they be? 怎么可能？
You might say,How can it be?
我那时候连活都还没活出来。
I was not even alive at that time.
我怎么会死呢？
How could I die at that time?
我想我举一个简单的例子。
Let me give you an example.
应该是用希伯来书第七章来讲，但是我想有些弟兄姊妹出信对圣经背景不熟。
I should have used Hebrews chapter 7, but then for new believers, you might not be familiar with the passage.
那我用现代比较容易明白的例子来做例子。
Let me give you a more modern example.
上个礼拜我父亲讲道的时候。
Last week when my Father gave a sermon.
说到我的爷爷在五十八岁的时候被主接去了。
Says that my grandfather passed away when he was 58 years old.
我从小没见过他。
I never met my grandfather.
假如
，if，
希望这个我的，我就是做个比喻，就是假如我的爷爷
，if my grandfather.
他不是五十八岁被主接去的。
He did not pass away at age 58.
更年轻二十多岁的时候。
Or if he died at young age, like 20.
很危险的环境里面。
In a very dangerous situation.
在他生下我父亲之前。
Before he had my father.
他因为一个特别的灾难，他去世了。
Because some calamity, he died.
请问上个礼拜我父亲会不会站在这里讲台？
Let me ask you, would my father still give sermon last week?
不会。
No.
请问我会不会今天站在这里讲台？
Can I stand up here? No.
请问我两个儿子今天会不会坐在底下听我讲道？
Is it possible for my two sons to sit here to listen to my sermon?
都不会。
No.
在我爷爷的死里面，我们一同都死了。
Because we all died with my grandfather in his death.
如果我的爷爷那一次大难不死，他逃过了。
But then if he escaped the danger,
后来生下我的父亲。
And then he had my father.
事实上是这样，后来我的父亲生下了我。
And then later on, my father had me.
我生下了我的儿子，希望将来还有后代。
And then I have my two children, and hopefully we will have more grandchildren.
所以我们都在我爷爷那次死里逃生的里面，我们一起活过来。
So that we all survived his escape at that time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
那这是这一个观念。
And that is the concept.
叫做在他里面。
In him.
在他里面，他死了。我们那时候在他的里面，我们一同死。
In him, when he died, we die with him.
在他的火里面，我们一同活。
In his life, we live together. Chapter 2 tells us.
当我们还死在罪恶过犯里的时候。
So we were still in sinful nature.
神叫我们跟基督一同活过来。
God calls us to resurrect with him.
一同坐在天上。
That we are together enthroned on the heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做在基督里。
And that is to be in Christ.
这叫做在基督里面。
That is in Christ.
那我们知道在神的眼中。
We know that in God's eyes.
整个受造的族类里面。
In all creation.
只有两个族类。
There are only two types of creation.
哥林多前书十五章告诉我们，首先的亚当。
The first Corinthians chapter 15 tells us the first Adam.
就讲到一切受造的旧造的人类会犯罪的人。
It talks about all the men of all creation.
所有没信主的都在这个族类的底下。
Anyone who are non-believers, they are under this creation.
叫做首先的亚当。
And that is the first Adam.
那在神的眼中有第二个族类，叫做新造的族类。
And in God's eyes, there's another group.That is a new creation.
弟兄姊妹非常非常重要。
This is very important.
那这个族类的元首叫做末后的亚当。
And then the head of this new creation is called the last Adam.
指着我们的主耶稣。
Which means the Lord Jesus.
那这个族类跟亚当的族类最大的不同在哪里？
And then the biggest difference between these two groups.
旧造的族类就是那个亚当堕落，人类里面有罪性的那个族类。
The old groups, the old creation that has the sinful nature of Adam.
而主耶稣所开始的这个新造的族类
And then Jesus started this new group, the new creation.
什么叫做新造呢
What does it mean?
就是从来没有过的创造
It has never been created before.
就是神居然跟人在一起联合
That God is united with man.
神居然跟人合而为一成为一个
God is united with man, becomes one.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣是新造族类的元首。
So that our Lord Jesus is the head of this new creation.
若有人在基督里，那他也就是一个新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
所以我们这些今天在基督里的都是新造的人。
So any one of us who is in Christ is a new creation.
当我们新造原类的元首，我们的祖宗，这个族类的代表。主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
When the head of this new creation, our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
在他的死里面
in his death,
我们都死了
we all died,
就像我刚才讲的
just as I said,
在我爷爷的死里面
in my grandfather's death,
我们通通都死了
we all died,
当他复活的话
when he survived, when he resurrected,
我们在他里面
in him,
我们也复活
We all resurrected.
今天我们基督徒所有的经历
Today, all our experiences.
为什么必须强调在基督里
Why do we have to emphasize in Christ?
一离了基督
Apart from Christ.
什么都跟我们没有关系
It has nothing to do with us.
我们不可能承受这些
We cannot inherit anything.
虽然时间的关系这节圣经太重要我们看一下哥林多前书第一章三十节
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.Chapter 1, verse 20. 230
页
1 Corinthians, chapter 1.
第一章三十节
Verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神
that you are in Christ Jesus.
我们今天可以在基督里，完全是因为神的缘故。
It's because of God that we can be in Christ Jesus.
所以神使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
He has become our wisdom from God, which is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
一切的救恩和得胜都在基督里才可能。
All redemption and all victory are possible only if in Christ.
最后再讲一个简单的比喻，让大家更明白。
Lastly, let me give you another illustration.
这本圣经是我高中毕业，我爸爸妈妈给我的奖金，我拿去买的。
I bought this Bible when I graduated from high school from the money my parents gave me.
将近三十年了。
It's almost been 30 years.
这是我最宝贵的产业。
And this is my most precious property.
那么在那这边有里面有一张书签
，and I have a bookmark there。
它原来在台湾的一个基督教的书房里面
，and it used to belong to a bookstore, Christian bookstore in Taiwan。
在我1979年来美国的时候呢，我家的那口子那天在基督教书店买了它。
And then, when I came to America in 1979, my wife bought that for me.
然后从台湾寄到美国给我。
She mailed it to me.
原来我的圣经跟这个书签是没有任何关系的。
Before my Bible had nothing to do with that bookmark.
从我1979年拿到的时候，我就把它放在我的圣经里。
Ever since I got it in 1979, I put it in my Bible.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
不管我到哪里去。
Wherever I go.
不仅仅这个圣经跟着我去
Not only the Bible goes with me
这个书签跟着我去
So does the bookmark
我到耶路撒冷他们跟我去耶路撒冷
When I went to Jerusalem they went with me
我到加拿大他跟我去加拿大
When I went to Canada they went with me
中间曾经有一次我帮一个老姊妹搬东西圣经放在车顶上抬东西以后圣经掉了
There was one time I misplaced my Bible and lost it during the move
掉了那一个月的里面
During that month that I lost my Bible
不仅我圣经掉了
Not only that my Bible was lost
我里面这张书签跟着掉了
So was my bookmark
我的书签在圣经里面一同掉了
My bookmark was lost in my Bible
感谢主我里面贴了一张我当初在 Oklahoma 读书的地址
Praise the Lord, I put an address label of my Oklahoma address.
所以我虽然在红木城掉的，但是一个月以后 ，Oklahoma 有人打电话告诉我，他们捡到我的圣经。
So even though I lost it in Redwood City, a month later, someone from Oklahoma called me and they found my Bible.
当我失去这本圣经的时候，我的书签一起掉了。
When I lost my Bible, I lost my bookmark too.
当我重新得回这本圣经的时候，我重新得回了我的书签。
When I regained my Bible, I regained my bookmark.
都因为自从那一天，他在我的圣经以后。
It's because from that day on, it was in my Bible.
他的命运，他一切的经历，都跟这本圣经发生着绝对的关系。
It shared the same destiny and experience of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么主耶稣圣经上告诉我们，当我们还死。在罪恶过犯的时候
That's why the Bible tells us when we die in our sin.
当我们死了
when we die,
我们跟基督一同死
we die with Christ.
因为我们在他里面
because we were in Him.
而当基督从死里复活的时候
when Jesus resurrected from the dead.
神说叫我们与他一同复活
and God says rise with Him.
而当基督今天已经升上了天了
when today Jesus is enthroned in heaven.
以弗所书第二章仍然告诉我们，我们也与他一同坐在天上。
Ephesians chapter 2 also tells us we are enthroned with him in heaven.
这叫做在基督里，弟兄姊妹。
And that is to be in Christ.
这叫做联合。
And that is to be united with him.
同钉的十字架又叫做联合的十字架。
So this cross of union is to be crucified with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个器皿里面装的不再是罪。
So in our vessel, it is no longer sin that's in us.
那个人基督死的时候带到十字架上一同死了。
That person died with Christ on cross.
我们必须要接受这个事实。
We have to accept this fact.
我们不是用感觉来感觉他的。
It's not to feel it.
我们就像接受一个事实一样，我们要先接受它。
We have to accept it as a fact.
我们需要圣灵把这个启示给我们。
May the Lord give us this revelation.
哎，我真是觉得这个时间不够我用。
I really feel the time is short.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
这是我们第一件事情在主的面前要知道的
But this is the first thing we need to know
知道我们已经与主一同死了
That we have died with God, with the Lord
当基督那天断气的时候
When that day when Christ died
我们这些所有新造的子民
All of us who are in new creation
在我们新造族类的元首的死里面我们跟他一同死了
We have died with the head of this new creation
主今天活着的可以不再是我。
So it is no longer I that live.
我的身体不过像这个瓶子一样，只是个器皿。
My body but an empty vessel like this bottle.
里面装的旧造亚当会犯罪的生命在里面。
That used to be filled with the sinful nature of Adam.
我再怎么改，我再怎么洗干净，我还是回到泥堆里面去打滚。
No matter how I try to change myself, I still go back to the miry clay.
犯罪的生命在我里面。
Because I have the sinful nature in me.
是不是借着死？把它倒出来
through death the Lord emptied us.
我们跟主同死了。
We have died with Christ.
死的人脱离了罪了。
Anyone who's died, who's dead, is free from sin.
现在活着的。
Now the person that
lives. 我们这个身体，这个器皿里面所盛装的。
Now what's filled in us.
乃是主耶稣的生命在我里面活着。
It's the life of Christ.
这是我们得胜的本钱。
And that is our basis for our victory.
这是至少在客观上。这么清楚确实的事实
Objectively, this is a solid truth, a fact.
在主观上我们需要神开启我们
But we need to experience it and may the Lord reveal it to us.
在主观上我们的每一天的生活里面我们需要来经历它
Subjectively, we need to experience that in our daily life.
上个礼拜我要讲胜过肉体
Next week, we will talk about overcoming the flesh.
再过一个礼拜我们讲胜过自己
And then we will talk about overcoming the self.
我们在更多的强调在主观的经历里面
So that in our subjective experience,
到底我们怎么样子来胜过它
How do we overcome them?
那今天我们要求主让我们看见这个事实
May the Lord help us to see this truth.
我死了是一个事实
It is a fact that I have died.
需要神开启
May the Lord open our eyes.
尼弗森弟兄从他得救以后
After Brother Watchman Nee was saved,
他一直想办法想过得胜的生活
He had tried very hard to live a victorious life.
一直想办法看自己是死的
And he wanted to count himself as dead.
好像感觉自己是死的。
He wanted to feel that he's dead.
好像从1920年到1927年。
From 1920,
活在很挣扎痛苦的里面。
From 1920 through 1927, he struggled and struggled.
直到有一天他在主的面前有连续几个月求主一定要开他这个眼。
Until he earnestly prayed for several months.
啊，主你不开我，我就不放过你。
He says, I will not let you go, Lord, unless you open my eyes.
这是基督徒得胜最重要的一个关键。
This is the most critical thing for our salvation.
然后那一天早晨他在楼上晨更的时候。
That morning when he had morning devotion.
是您突然开的。
All of a sudden the Holy Spirit opened his eyes.
看见同时不是一个感觉，不是一个东西去分析的。
He realized that the cross of union is not something to be felt or analyzed.
一个事实用信心去接受就好。
It is a fact to be received with faith.
就看我们从来没有到过加略山看过主耶稣钉死。
Just like we never been to the Calvary to see Christ die for us.
但是我们却接受他在那边为我们死过，对不对
？But then we accept that he died for us there.、Right?
我们从来没有看到两个强盗挂在他旁边。
We never seen the two thieves die with him.
但是我们却心里面这么自然地接受有两个强盗跟他同挂的事实。
But we naturally accept the fact that there were two thieves who were on the cross too.
今天我们也要这样子简单地接受，那一天不是只有两个强盗跟他挂在那里。
Today, with the simple faith, we have to accept that day, not only those two thieves were dead.
那天你跟我都跟耶稣一起挂在那。
That day, you and me were hung on the cross with Christ.
尼弗森弟兄被神这么一开的时候，他从楼上冲下来。
That day, when Brother Watchman Nee saw this truth, he came down quickly from the upstairs.
他看到一个弟兄，就跟他弟兄啊，你知道吗？我已经死了。
And then he saw a brother. He excitedly said, "Brother, don't you know that I have died?"
那个弟兄这样看他。神经病人这样子叫法的。
So the brother was confused.
我已经死了，还在那里大喊大叫的。
He said, "I'm dead," but then yet he was shouting.
他说：“你难道不知道主也已经死了吗？我在他里面也死了。
”He says, "Don't you know that the Lord has died and I have died with him?"
从此以后，他就是试着在信心里面不断的知道我自己跟神已经死了，跟基督已经死了。
From there on, he walked in faith, knowing that he has died with Christ.
然后每一次罪性出来的时候，他就在这里宣告接受这个事实，算自己是死的。
So every time the sinful nature sprang up in his life, he would count himself dead into sin.
虽然那个罪的性情还会常常出来
even though the sinful nature often comes to bother us,
但是我们不再是去压制它
but we will no longer suppress it.
我们乃是在这里宣告你已经死了
but we proclaim that you have been dead.
现在活着的不再是我
it is no longer I that live,
是基督在我里面活
but Christ lives in me.
我不需要靠着挣扎压制来胜过人
I no longer have to struggle to overcome you.
我带着一个简单的信心接受耶稣在我里面代替我
I accept the faith, the truth with a simple faith that Christ has replaced my life.
最后一分钟一个简单的比喻结束它
Okay, lastly, I'll give you another example.
有一个老姊妹她在对日看葬的时候
There was an old sister during the war with Japan.
那时候他们都很怕日本人。
They were afraid of Japanese.
不要说她年轻的女孩子怕。
Not only the young girls were afraid.
任何中国人在路上给日本人 抓到了他可以欺负你的。
Any Chinese was afraid of Japanese at that time.
他甚至可以伤害你。
He could harm you any way he wanted.
不要说那么年轻的女孩子。
Let alone young girls.
所以他们那时候养成的习惯，不敢随便出门。
So at that time they had this habit, they didn't want to go out.
只要听到日本军队踏步的声音或经过，他们马上躲起来。
Whenever they heard the footsteps of Japanese soldiers, they would hide themselves.
这些人，这些女孩子，她们从来没上过战场上去。
And these girls, they never been to the battlefield.
但是有一天
，But one day,
当收音机说
，When the radio announced,
日本人投降
，The Japan has surrendered.
啊，全体全城都高兴。
The whole city rejoiced.
虽然他没有在战场上看到那个得胜的 moment,
even though she did not see the victorious moment in the battlefield,
但是收音机却 播告了这个事实。
But because of the announcement from the radio,
他说当他那一天走到马路上去的时候
，so that day when she walked on the street,
因为日本人要全部撤回日本还需要一段时间的。
Because all the it takes a while for all the Japanese soldiers to return back to Japan.
一听到日本人这个脚步的声音
，so whenever she heard the footsteps of Japanese soldiers,
她本能的就躲到箱子里面。
Instantly she would hide herself.
突然一想
，and then she realized,
不对呀、啊、
，no that's not right.
他们投降了
，they surrendered.
她走出来了
，so she walked out.
鼓足勇气从她面前走过去
，so she would walk by them courageously.
果然没事
，and then nothing would happen.
发生了几次。
And then this happened several times.
因为八年的时间已经造成了那个害怕。
Because for 8 years she's been living in fear.
本能的反应，她就觉得我要逃避她。
So instinctively she would run away from them.
弟兄姊妹，今天罪性在我们里面要来搅动我们。
So today, whenever the sinful nature comes to stir us,
我们本能的又在这里跟他征战，跟他 fight.
And instinctively we will struggle and fight with them.
神叫我们带着简单的信心。
But God wants us to.Do it with a simple faith.
接受同死同复活的事实。
Accept the fact that we have been crucified and we have resurrected with.
在基督里我们死了。
In Christ we have died.
在基督里我们复活了。
In Christ we have resurrected.
如今活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I that live.
这是神的救法。
And that is the way God saves.
这是荣耀的释放。
And that is the glorious freedom.
我们最后唱一百首，只唱第一节。
Lastly, let's sing hymn 100.
荣耀的释放。
The first stanza.
这真是一个荣耀的释放。
Glorious freedom.
我们只唱第一节。预备来，我曾被罪恶所连接捆绑，像路过自由，痛苦难当。但耶稣断开我一切锁链，荣耀之救恩使我释放，荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我再无罪恨，束缚痛苦，荣耀之放的是救主耶稣，从今到永远，是我释放。我们一起把副歌念一遍啊。
Let's read the refrain together.
荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我再无罪恶束缚痛苦。荣耀释放者是救主耶稣，从今到永远，使我释放。我们副歌再唱两遍，我希望我们把它背起来，对不对？我们任何地方我们都可以上抽屉来唱，预备副歌。荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我在无罪恶束缚痛苦，荣耀之放的是救主耶稣，我释放荣耀的释放，奇妙的释放，我再无罪恨痛苦，荣耀的放的是救主耶稣，从今到永远是我释放。练习不看啊！荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我在我罪恶束缚痛苦。 可以有一些祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
哦，耶稣，赞美你，赞美你。 阿们。阿们。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 主啊，你为爱你的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想过的。主啊，这么伟大的救恩，在我们还做罪人的时候就已经做成了。是的，你不仅仅赦免我们一切的过犯，你也要医治我们一切的疾病，你也要把一个全新的生命种在我们里面。凡从神生的就不再犯罪。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们既然在死的形状上跟你联合，我们也就要在复活的形状上与你联合。当我们受尽归入你的死的时候，也是要叫我们以后一举一动能够有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。主啊，我们谢谢你，但愿这些信息和话语你用圣灵继续开启在我们的深处，让我们不仅仅知道，让我们真看见，也让我们真活在其中，让我们都能够向罪算自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却看自己是活的。我们谢谢你，你祝福你的话语，让也真理能够叫我们真得自由。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿